fighting for America.
This is illegal. It's got to stop.
Why are you guys fighting today?
Mexico is very culpable in this.
They need to take all these children and put them right on the Mexico border.
It's not about race. It's about resources.
Fighting for Idaho.
The Bureau of Land Management agreed with a Nevada sheriff that rancher Cliven Bundy must be held accountable for his role in an April standoff.
And it's getting ridiculous.
Fighting for you.
I just took exception to your statement about soccer being a socialistic sport. Have you heard of the Olympics?
She's absolutely right.
That's enough out of you. Please cut his mic.
Boise's Mr. Right. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Thank you for joining us. Good to be with us. Good to be with you. And by the way, as you've heard, Big and Rich coming to the Treasure Valley in September. Keep it here for your chance to be a part of that great show. As you know, Big and Rich, they're Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy is the theme song of our program. And we're big fans of them, and it's great that they're coming to the Idaho Center, the Ford Idaho Center. And speaking of the Ford Idaho Center, I do want to thank so many people that invited us to the God and Country Festival, the 48th annual God and Country Festival. It was, how should I put this to you, my friends? It was humbling to be a part of that great festival and to just to be able to speak. And dare I say, I love this forum. Sometimes people accuse me of loving it more than life itself, this forum we call AM Radio. But it was liberating for me just to speak about God and the Lord and not have to worry about being persecuted for it. I do want to thank David Ferdinand. I do want to thank the folks there. I do want to thank so many people that made that festival happen. If you were there, you had a good time. If you're listening to the show for the first time, we talk about God and country all the time. Speaking of God and country, our great friend, the great patriot David Ripley, joins us from Idaho Chooses Life. David, good morning.
How are you, brother?
Fired up, but again, I think this is the longest time I've had off in quite some time. So the scars have healed. I've caught up on the sleep, and now it's time to get rolling here. Living the dream, and you?
You forgot all the pain, and now you're ready to re-enter the battle.
Yeah, it was funny because I was sitting there thinking about this here at 580 KIDO, and I'm thinking, gosh, we're surrounded by negativity all the time. How in the world am I going to do this program where I've lived on the outside in the world of Joan Rivers versus Frederica Whitfield, and now it's time to talk about real-life issues? So thankfully, we have you here to kickstart us.
Well, I appreciate it. It's an honor to be with you. And, I think what we're going to talk about today, stems directly from the celebrations that we all enjoyed this weekend, recalling the roots and the foundations of this country. It's a chance to appreciate what we've received from our forebears, the sacrifices they made to give us this country, and the fact is there are threats all around us, but they are threats, and we still live in the greatest country in the world. So,
well, let me hit you with this at 580 KIDO. Do we really celebrate America? Do we celebrate drinking beer and shooting off fireworks?
Well, there's nothing wrong with having some fun, and there's nothing wrong with...
I'm against having fun.
Yeah, I heard that. and there's nothing wrong with celebrating, the freedom to relax and to, enjoy your family and friends and to enjoy the great, environment that we live in Idaho. I mean, that's all cool. And, in the middle of that, I think there is some recognition of it being a patriotic holiday, of an opportunity to celebrate those people that have given their lives and sacrificed other fortunes and reputations at some point, to give us those opportunities. So,
yeah, but you're still ducking the question. I see. I would say here at 580 KIDO that, quite frankly, and dare me be a Debbie Downer, and who wants to listen to this, but it's the truth. I think people are into the fourth for the obvious reasons, the celebrations, the vacations. How many of these budding scholars that are drinking their bud or shooting off their fireworks really give a rip about Thomas Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton, or James Madison?
I think it's buried in their hearts, you know what I'm saying? think it's in the it's in the air we breathe and the water we drink and the culture that we've received. You know, and historically speaking, when the country is in trouble, people respond. And
right.
You know, when you think about the folks who, you know, World War II, for example, when you had the country being attacked, you had, I mean, they had to beat them off with sticks, you know, and they were just average Americans who were busy with their lives. But when it came down to it, they showed up for work. And I suspect we still live at that kind of era.
Well, you hope. But again, never has this country been, how should we say, so diversified, so enclave-oriented, and so divided.
Well, there are serious problems. There is no doubt about that. In fact, you know, I wanted to talk with you and your listeners about
right, and I know, you being the great guest, you're going to steer us where you want to go, and you're right about that. But you take a look at the reaction to the Hobby Lobby decision, and you've got the mainstream press saying, oh, it's vilification. I had people on Facebook smacking me saying, I don't know about personhood. It's license discrimination. David Ripley, Idaho Chooses Life, idahochooseslife.org. What's your take on the Hobby Lobby decision?
Well, I think it's, on the one hand, a rather trivial decision narrowly drawn by a split court. On the other hand, it is a tremendously important decision. And I guess the place to start really looking at it is to consider what would have happened had a majority of the court ruled against Hobby Lobby. If, in fact, the court had said that it was constitutional and legal for the President of the United States by executive order to violate the religious liberties of average Americans and business owners specifically to impose his social agenda over their objections, particularly religious objections, that would have been, I think, a turn in the road that would have been very difficult for us to ever, you know, come back from. And when you celebrate the 4th of July, you really have to go back to the people who risk life and limb, you know, on boats to find a new place to raise their families, a new place to start to live and worship God in their own way according to the dictates of their conscience. I mean, that is really the founding of this country. And for the Supreme Court to have turned its back on that heritage would have been a very dark day indeed.
You take a look at the Supreme Court, though, David Ripley, Idaho Chooses Life, Kevin Miller, 580KIDO, and what do we get? Well, we wanted to narrowly define this. We wanted to make sure that we didn't go too far. And you're thinking to yourself, too far.
Right. And, in fact, so while I celebrate that, and, I really give thanks to the Lord for this decision because the alternative is just horrific. The one thing that I think we got to pay close attention to is the fact that you had four members, Supreme Court justices, sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States, who basically said it's okie dokie for the President of the United States to impose his moral agenda upon the people by fiat, regardless of what their religious objections might be, regardless of what the Constitution says, regardless of the history of this nation, and the importance placed upon religious liberty.
Yes, David, but that has been replaced by the moral relativism of today that based on sexuality, that based on gender choice, that supersedes basic rights guaranteed in the Constitution, not legally but perceptively perpetrated by the mainstream press.
Well, here's what time it is in America. In fact, I deal with this and have been dealing with this at the Idaho legislature. You have I've been trying to figure out what the right terminology is without being, you know, overly offensive, but there's no doubt. That
now, wait a minute, David Ripley. We like being offensive here. That's how we show our affection.
Well, let's see if I can succeed at, you know, making your show interesting. So,
gosh knows the host doesn't do it. See, I'm just jumping all over you today. I you could tell I haven't been here a while, so I'm just going to shut up and listen.
You're kind of feisty, but listen, there's a fascist impulse within the Democratic Party, the modern Democratic Party. There is the party that claims Jefferson is fine with imposing its social agenda over the objections, the religious objections of Idahoans and Americans. We see it with the Supreme Court, who those four justices basically disregarded the First Amendment and the acts of Congress since, you know, in recent years. We see the same impulse at work in the Idaho legislature. I remember having, you know, we spent 2 years battling down there to try to protect the conscience rights of pharmacists and medical professionals around these same drugs and giving them the right to refuse to dispense abortion-causing drugs simply because they are practicing medicine. Most of those people have taken an oath to defend life, to enhance life, and to nurture life. And many object to being asked to deal in, you know, death drugs. And so, you know, we got that law passed, but we were violently opposed by Democrats in the legislature. Phyllis King was one of the prime opponents of our legislation. I remember hearing her in a committee in the House State Affairs Committee, you know, basically denounce us for attempting to impose the religious views of Christians upon society. And that basically her view was that that had no business in the public discourse. That is a very scary trend. It is a very scary distance from the founding principles of this country. And I think, you know, while I'm grateful for the Hobby Lobby decision, I am very concerned that you had, these are the titans of the legal system in this country, the constitutional checks and balances, and you had four of the nine justices perfectly content to disregard the First Amendment.
Well, and we're seeing that all the time. Let's face it. I mean, it's gotten so bad in conservatism, in the right, if you will, that we're hailing this Supreme Court decision because everything has gone against us from, you know, DOMA to the Windsor case to everything else.
Well, we'll see about you know, homosexual marriage by the time it gets to the court. I think there's going to be, I still have some hope that the court is going to uphold the rights of states and the people in those states, most importantly, to self-govern.
Let me hit you with this here. And David Ripley, you've been involved in politics for many, many years. And this is what I like about you is because you've got some miles on the odometer here at 580KIDO. Nothing drives me more crazy than when I see these instant pundits that have read Roll Call magazine for a couple weeks or Roll Call website, and all of a sudden they're the latest, greatest thing. So, you know, you take a look at a movement, and I guess you could say Karl Rove started it, where you had states across the nation, people getting together and saying, look, we want marriage defended. And you had a majority of the folks, whether it was California or Idaho or Utah, saying, we want it in our Constitution, marriage defined between that, between a man and a woman. Never mind that the press goes, oh, it'll never happen. Oh, it'll never be thrown out. Oh, it'll never be any of this. And then we have...
It's completely unnecessary. Well, you know, that was one of the main arguments I remember, you know, back in 2006.
I had a guy in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the noted conservative Fred Hansberger, God rest his soul till I got there, ripping me all the time because I said there is a threat to marriage. Now, let's fast forward to today where we have, and it's not a coincidence that a group of four lesbians or six lesbians or however many lesbians, it seems to be lesbians, that have gone to court with their federal rights to undo the will of the people, whether it's in California, whether, I mean, it's a conspiracy by the left to redefine marriage. How do you respond to that?
Well, there is no doubt about the fact that it's a very well-heeled conspiracy. They're taking a page out of the history of abortion rights in this country, you know, how the every state in the union treated abortion as a criminal act, both by the woman and by the doctor who performed that abortion. And that was true going back to, you know, the founding of the country. And yet through the courts, through edicts by a federal judiciary, we now have systematic legal abortion in every state in the union. That model is being used again to impose a radical social agenda upon the nation. We'll see what happens. I think one of the things that is really disturbing about this, the decisions so far, including the one by Idaho's magistrate Candy Dale, I think poses a tremendous threat to the idea that people will be able to self-govern. These were not simply statutes. These were actual acts by the people of the states who amended their constitutions according to the methodology, meaning that it is a constitutional issue. And it goes to the very heart of whether or not we still have a system in which the people, as in Abraham Lincoln's phraseology, the people are able to self-govern. And I think it represents a very dark threat to the future of a republic form of government.
More with our friend David Ripley coming up next, IdahoChoosesLife.org. Kevin Miller in the morning. 580 KIDO, let's get you to work.
Authorities in Idaho say an 8-year-old boy has died, and so has his uncle in the Snake River.
Rocket fire is continuing from the Gaza Strip into Israel.
A Palestinian-American teenager visiting Jerusalem from Tampa, Florida, was released from police custody yesterday. Police were caught on camera beating the 15-year-old.
It's just another manic Monday.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
Heidi Ho, Kevin Miller in the morning. Welcome back to work, everybody. David Ripley joining us. Idaho Chooses Life. Do you ever get any time off?
Oh, sure. We're gonna do some nice camping in August, I think.
Camping? Really? Is that time off? I mean, you're in the woods with the bugs, with the grizzlies, with the mountain cats. That doesn't seem like a lot of stress relief for me, but I'm a sissy.
Well, I'll tell you, it's I look forward to it all year, having that time with my family. So,
can't you have time with your family somewhere else, like in the air conditioning?
Well, we occasionally cheat, you know, as we're driving along. We check into a motel from time to time. But we got a nice little camper and tent camper, and it's really a blessing. So,
well, thank you for updating us on the camping.
You bet.
All right, let's continue on. What's the state of the, and you're a nonpartisan guy, right?
Well, officially speaking, yes.
Yeah, well, you don't have to clarify. I'm trying to lead the witness here, so you don't get yourself into trouble, David Ripley.
Oh, trouble's my middle name, baby.
All right, so you're a nonpartisan guy.
Yes.
All right.
We have endorsed Democrats who are pro-life. We've endorsed Constitutional Party people. Our agenda is to try to get pro-life people elected to public office.
Well, that's why your group's Idaho Chooses Life. So, what do you make of the state of the Republican Party there?
Well, I think there's trouble in River City. There's, you know, and it doesn't seem to be getting resolved anytime soon. I think it's going to, I think if we don't get some serious leadership brought to bear, I think we're going to see increasing trouble down, you know, every Dan Popke column, I think, generates more money for the Balakoff campaign and other Democrats, out of the National Party. So I'm hoping that folks will step up and get this thing fixed.
But in fairness to Dan Popke, I mean, he's only reporting what's
fault, right.
He's reporting what's going on. You have the establishment saying that Barry Peterson is not the chairman. By the way, hello, Barry. Good morning. Thank you for listening.
How you doing, Barry?
And then we've got the establishment that says Barry's not the chairman. Barry says he is the chairman. Have you ever seen anything like this? And what does this mean?
Well, I haven't actually seen anything like this. But I think it's all Dan did a column last week, I think, where he started talking about some of this is going on in other states, as the Chamber of Commerce types have decided that there's too much populism going on in the Republican Party, and they are seeking to exercise the due influence of their money, and are insisting that they retain the levers of power over the Republican Party, both at the state and national levels. And I think it's a serious mistake on their part, and I think it deprives the, not only does it deprive the citizenry of, you know, a vehicle for expressing their concerns about what's happening in the country, I think it deprives the Republican Party of an immense amount of energy and votes. You know, the Chamber of Commerce types have checkbooks, but they don't have enough votes to get the job done.
Do they have enough votes in Idaho without the grassroots to get the job done?
Well, and I think that's part of the reason I'm concerned about where we're headed here. And I think we really do need to have the governor step up and provide some leadership and to provide a, you know, an environment in which reconciliation becomes, I mean, you know what, this, there's nothing peculiar about hard feelings and disappointments and all that sort of thing following a primary. I mean, that's, you know, we're still early in the summer, I guess, and that's normal. But the level of power struggle, this is not a normal situation. The power struggle going on is not just limited to Idaho. It's a national phenomenon. There's clearly a strategy at work here, which I think is foolish, to be perfectly honest with you.
Well, what would you say to the governor if he were listening? He does listen to the program, so.
Well, it seems.
What would you say to him directly?
It seems to me that the simplest solution is to support Barry for another term as chairman. In my opinion, he's the, under the bizarre circumstance of that convention, he's the only person with a claim to legitimacy, having ever been elected by, you know, the grassroots of the Republican Party. And I think there needs to be some, you know, man-to-man discussions between the chairman and the governor in behind closed doors about what they expect of each other. But it seems to me that that's the simplest, cleanest, and most legitimate way to fix this thing.
Hmm. I think you've answered a lot of questions. I don't know if you really said anything.
Enough to get in some trouble, I'm pretty sure. But
that's what we want, yes. That's what we want. So, David Ripley, IdahoChooseslife.org. We appreciate it.
Well, bless you, my brother. Thanks for the time.
Keep up the good work.
Okay, man. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. That's our friend David Ripley, Idaho Chooses Life. And we'll have more coverage of the state of the Republican Party. And look, we're going to cut, you know, the nature of this program is, you know, we cover politics and sports and news and everything else that matters. I guess it would be news, politics, and everything that matters. So, you know, what's it going to be there? Who knows? But I have to tell you, and by the way, if you are on our Facebook, KIDOAM.com, 580KIDO, Kevin Miller Facebook, Kevin Miller Twitter. No, there is no Kevin Miller Twitter, at 580KIDO. I just tweeted out a video of the God and Country Festival, an outstanding time. And, you know, it's funny because we had a chance to talk to our friends with a Christian radio station, and there are a few of them in town. They're very popular. And, you know, the only type of radio that I've ever done is talk radio, but it was very refreshing for me to be able to speak about God and to speak about faith and speak about family and do it in a where the audience is receptive. And it really reminds me of our mission here that we began almost 5 years ago, faith, family, and freedom. And we need to continue on with that. And again, talk about real life solutions. Coming up next, a congressman says it's time to deport all the children's. Your thoughts on that next, the crisis on the border. Plus, remember the Filer dog controversy? What happens if you don't get what you want from the criminal system? You take them to court. We'll have details on that in a minute as well. 634, you're listening to Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We start with Jim in Middleton. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Good.
Great. Hey, were you on vacation, Kevin?
Yes, I took Thursday off, and Friday was a holiday for us here at the Broadcast Center.
Well, good. I'm glad. I hope you had a good time.
I always try to give you, though, fresh content, if you know what I mean. There's never like a best of or anything, because really this program never has any best ofs.
Well, I guess that just how you roll, Kevin. Anyway, I just want to make a comment. You know, you mentioned that, on this border problem and what have you. You know, the bigger picture for people to think about, because, you know, we get into conversations about this, you know, these people coming over, should they be here, and there's causing problems and this, that, and the other. Take about three or four steps up above this and look at what the real problem is. And the problem seems to be inept governments throughout the world. And here they want to control everything and tell us what to do and how to live. The Guatemalan government and part of the governments, the Mexican government, and including the American government, look how inept that they are. What would possess thousands and thousands of young people to leave their country like this? Okay? What's happening over there where they are so compelled to leave?
Look, it's horrible. It's oppressive. By the way, speaking of this, we had our own Congressman Labrador speak about this on Meet the Press. Let's take a listen to what he said.
The thing this administration needs to do is immediately deport these families, these children. I know it sounds harsh. I know it sounds difficult. But they're creating a crisis at this time that is actually going to harm these children.
The children want a better life. They've been told, whether it's by the Obama administration or others, that once you get here, life is good. And let's face it. You take a look at the social safety net that continues to expand at the expense of Americans here, and why wouldn't you come here? I mean, if you're living in a bad place, move on to a better place.
Well, I understand that, Kevin, but with all due respect, that should not be the narrative of the conversation.
I agree.
If these people want to come here. The problem is inept governments, okay? Mexican government allowing train loads of people to come through. The American government not upholding its laws. Okay, we can get emotional about this and talk about this in that manner. That's well and good, okay? But we don't hire or elect people to office to give us their personal opinion on things. They have to uphold the law first. So there again, you look at the Guatemalan government, the Mexican government. Most of these governments are inept. Our government is inept because they can't deal with this problem.
And we're paying them money.
Pardon me?
And they're on the dole. I mean, we're paying them to be inept, really. I mean, how much foreign aid do we give those Central American countries to keep them afloat?
Well, that's a mistake in itself. So, you know, the corrupt officials in Mexico and these other governments and what have you, it just, you know, hopefully the point being is American people should open their eyes and start relying on themselves and their better judgment more than these governments that can't. But look at this chaos that they're creating. And as you know, this was planned, you know, way before. They didn't just happen to come here. Look how much what did they have to do, Kevin, planning to plan all this? Because you know what happens if you cross the southern border in Mexico, okay? I mean, it's bad news. So they're just allowing all this to come through here. And with all due respect to these poor kids, you know, it's creating a major, major problem in an already overburdened financial problem that the United States has, among other things. So the point being overall that I'm making, Kevin, is how inept governments are.
Okay? Oh, it's scary. I would agree with you, Jim. It is totally devastating when you think about all these folks that are coming here, and then you have the brave people in California that Jim have said enough. Let's take a listen here at 580 KIDO.
You have a handle, a real handle, on what this is costing us out of our pockets.
Then you have the ne'er-do-wells on the national media going, is this really the image that we want to project?
I know, I've seen some of those you know, that one fella spitting on the other fella, that was not good at all.
No, it isn't. Jim, thank you. You take care of yourself.
You bet, Kevin. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
God bless our great friend Jim from Middleton. He brings up a good point, but, you know, what happens, and folks, at 580-5436, you know, on one hand, if you get a speeding ticket, there are repercussions. You know, we're talking about the haves and the have-nots in our society today.
I think we have those that obey the law, those that are held accountable to the law, and then we have those that the law is not applicable. How in the world can you tell me that I have to drive the speed limit, that if I had children, that they would have to go to some school district, that I would have to show proof that I have to show proof to get a library card in Nampa, Meridian, Star, Boise, that I live in this actual place, or I can come here, not be a citizen, a resident, get housing, get food, get everything else. Yes, Catholic Charities is doing a great job. God bless the humble and everybody that are helping these folks. But on the other hand, if it comes down to food for you and your family, or Bill across the street, I'm betting on you're going to take care of yourself. So haven't we reached a point in this country that, in fact, we have to take care of our own? And we shouldn't be embarrassed to say that. Steve in Nampa, good morning. You're on with Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, I've been thinking about these poor kids coming across the border without families. You know, to me, there is a better solution. They have no family. That means they're orphans. They should be adopted out immediately. Then they could go into they could have real parents that could teach them the American way. They could become American citizens, and they could have a good life. And I think that would I think a lot of people in Mexico and Guatemala, once they realize that's going to happen, they won't send their kids.
Well, that's the scary part about it, because, you know, they come here and all of a sudden they have family here. But, Steve, as I'm wondering, you can't get on a plane in America without being a kid unaccompanied. How in the heck do these kids just wander here aimlessly and get here walking thousands of miles?
Both you and I know that's not the case.
Exactly.
You know, but that they have an agenda when they're sending those kids up.
Yep.
If we adopt those kids out as soon as they get here, then that agenda disappears.
Right.
And those kids then end up with a good home. And I would feel good about them being adopted out. You would feel good about them knowing they get a good home. They're going to have a good future. It's just the people signing them up aren't going to feel good about it.
Steve, great call. Thank you.
You bet.
All right. Appreciate it. Much more on coming on this, plus more of Congressman Labrador's comments. And we'll ask you, do you agree with Congressman Labrador? Is it time to send these kids home? Donald Sterling says he's not crazy. What does that mean to you in Idaho, us in Idaho? And finally, are you fed up with fireworks, or is this the proper way to show your patriotism? Let's get you to work safely and on time.
The Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
656, Kevin Miller in the morning. As we, it's crazy, this Facebook stuff. By the way, it's great to have our friend Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, back. Of course, Alan never calls in. He just Facebooks me incessantly throughout the program. And as you know, I need to focus all my attention on you as opposed to the goofy social media. But I have to give him this one. Apparently, you posted on the KIDO timeline, or my timeline. Coming up next on Kevin Miller, Kevin discusses lesbian rights in America today. Well, thank you, Alan. I appreciate that. Anyway. On a more serious note, as we do, we always do our very best, and we're human, and it doesn't mean that we're infallible. Gosh knows I'm not. And as Father Len talked about yesterday at Mass, it's all about humility, and we need some more humility. It's kind of tough to do that on a show that talks about politics and such. But I will say this, that, you know, there has been no one more objective about Congressman Raul Labrador than myself. But yesterday on Meet the Press, the congressman did talk about, now, again, we give him both sides of the equation. We disagree with him on the guest worker for the high-tech folks. But when someone stands up and has enough guts to say what we're all saying concerning the crisis on the border, I think that's a good thing.
If you want to let Central American families know that they're not going to be able to, they shouldn't be bringing their children to the United States, is by sending these children back in a humanitarian way. We can do it safely. We can do it efficiently.
Right. He's right about that. It's time to do that. However, it's funny to me because when listening to the folks on television when they go, these people, these protesters, they're just angry. And is it because they're fed up with how the immigration system is?
Do you have a handle, a real handle, on what this is costing us out of our pockets?
No, they're angry because we don't enforce the laws. Here's the truth that you won't hear from any elected official, and until Kevin Miller is gone, you'll hear it from me. And the reason why I say this is because the powers that run the country could very easily have enough of me telling the truth. The American people don't want immigration reform. The American people just want the borders enforced, just like when you go to Mexico, just like when you go to Canada. That's what the American people want. Who's strong enough to say that? The president? The Congress? Or you? Time for traffic now. Coming up next, he is back. He's our money man. He's Dave Pezzo with news about your money. Fox News, 580 KIDO. Serving Meridian.